League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Texans are there, and the Texans are in the playoffs. An emotional C.J. Stroud gets his young team into the postseason with a record of 10-7 and a win on the road here in Indianapolis in Week 18.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Hey, 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 it's Fred Helbert, and I'm going to sing a song for you. And I was gonna show you a thing or two. You'll have some fun now with me and all the gang. Learning from each other while we do our thing.
La, 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 gonna have a good time.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome back. That was about as lazy as a kid's prank. Now tomorrow, what did you say? Oh, it's Welcome Back, Cotter.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, he just did a whole big deal. Do a singing.
We got
tournament.
A champion, a division champion.
Nothing with the. You couldn't mix anything in with the Texans.
I mean, honestly, it's embarrassing.
He did at the beginning.
Yeah, at the very beginning, but that was terrible. Okay. Wow, these are interesting. So the Texans now are at 1.5. The Browns are -1.5. Against the Texans. After what you saw, now granted it wasn't CJ, but is CJ worth, what was the final score of that Browns game? I mean, was it like 30-3?
I don't know, it was bad. I mean, Case was terrible. Davis Mills is okay. I think they scored late. It was just a bad game.
It was an awful game.
Bad game all the way around.
It was awful.
You had injuries.
You couldn't stop them. 36-22 was the final. 36-22. Yeah, it felt like it was worth it.
It was an outlier. Well, it was. They scored late, but the Texans, Davis Mills scored a couple, but it was
Do you think it's going to be that big a difference?
I don't think they scored 36 points, no. Yeah, I think it's going to be a big difference.
You do?
Yes, absolutely. I 100% do. C.J. Stroud makes a huge difference. I mean, if you're behind big and you have, and Cleveland gets to pin their ears back as pass rushers, they don't have to respect the play action. Yeah, I think it's a huge, huge difference. With C.J. Stroud, you call a completely different game. C.J. completes a lot of passes that weren't completed.
So how do you stop Amari Cooper?
Well, I mean, I just think you – this is the one thing I've learned. If one guy has a big game in one game, a lot of times, maybe not with the Texans, with T.J. when they don't have the talent. But I do think with your starting cornerback back and Steven Nelson – with Stingley, you know, potentially you could change up how you use your coverages. Maybe you play more zone than you did previously in the other game.
You couldn't run the football against them.
Yeah, no, you've got to run the ball better here. You got to run the ball better. Obviously, one of the best ways to do that might be to throw the ball early and try to loosen things up. So, once again, I mean, there are two. If you're worried about the last game, you'd make Cleveland a 6-point favorite. They're like a 2-point favorite. And I think the Texans are in great shot to win this.
And sometimes you just don't match up. They have not played particularly well against the best defenses in the league. As a matter of fact, they've played very poorly against the best defenses in the league.
Who are the best defenses in the league that they played?
You remember the Jets game?
Yeah, Jets game wasn't great. It's also bad weather. Wait, was that Stroud? No, that was, once again, that wasn't even C.J. Stroud.
Against the Jets? Yeah, he got hurt in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he was in it, yes. He was in that game, and they looked bad when he was in it. Against some of the best defenses in the league, of course, they really haven't.
They played the Ravens week one.
Yeah, that wasn't good. But that was week one.
They smacked the Steelers.
He still threw for 242 in that game.
He smacked the Steelers.
The Steelers aren't one of the best defenses in the league, though.
They're not?
No. Cleveland, the Jets, the Ravens. Yeah, and that's about, actually, I mean, the schedule, holy crap. You're not playing the schedule anymore next year, holy. This was nice to have.
Look, Joe Flacco won his last three games. Has thrown 8 touchdowns. That's great. But he also has 6 interceptions. Like, Joe Flacco had 3 against the Bears, 2 against the Texans in that game, 1 against the Jets. Joe Flacco, it's not like he's, you know, he didn't play the last game. Joe Flacco's the reason the Texans can beat the
Browns. He did throw 2 interceptions, but he also dominated. I mean, he also threw.
Yeah, he had 368. Now, I will say.
He threw for 368.
I will say, the last three games, he's gone for 374, 368, and 309. So they are a different team now with Joe Flacco. They throw it around. And remember, kids, this is the same offensive patterns and scheme primarily that comes off the Shanahan tree. It's not dissimilar. This is LaFleur comes from the same
Stefanski
class as Slowick. So. You know, D'Amico, the good thing will be D'Amico understands that. He'll probably work with Slowick to try to take a look at the tape. If he's smart, he'll bring Slowick in and say, what did he do? What did they do here? What can we do different? Because Slowick spent time. I thought Joe Buck and Troy did a great job of putting information out there for the listener. Slowick started on the defensive side of the ball. And Mike Shanahan used to talk about, and Kyle Shanahan said, the best way to become a good offensive coordinator is to know defenses.
Well, So I just saw James Light, who I follow, and he's got all kinds of coaches on there, and they explain all kinds of – it's great. It's a great follow. He had somebody on there said, you cannot be a defensive coach unless you coach offense. You cannot be a defensive coach unless you coached offense.
You got to
because you have to know. You have to know. I would think that the best defensive coaches are offensive coaches because they know they're constantly trying to solve how to beat defenses.
Well, I think they're the best consultants on – You just say something like, on this situation, like if we were to run this situation,
what
would you do? Yeah. You don't get the whole game plan, but you get bits and pieces. And I think that's why Slowick having that defensive background. But remember now, LaFleur's offense, it comes from the Shanahan tree. Is it a surprise that you take a guy who can operate inside? This is why the Deshaun Watson of the world, Deshaun is a playmaker, but he couldn't stay on schedule. He couldn't stay on schedule with Texans. He needed everything to come off schedule. And those guys, the reason that Lamar Jackson is having a better year this year is he's going off schedule way less and he's staying inside of Munkin's offense. And here's Joe Flacco, who, you know, has been just a guy for a long time, but he's staying inside the construct of that offense. And this guy's bombing away 300 yards a game. He came off the couch and is leading them into the playoffs and leading them to, you know, a bunch of wins. Here you have C.J. Stroud, a rookie. CJ, I mean, this offense is a real deal. This is why Bobby Slowick needs to take his time, find a great spot, and then he'll be a head coach by next year. Not this year. I think he'll stick around with the Texans one more year, and then I think he'll go. But it will depend on what I can tell you this, you know, if Ryan Poles and the Bears fire Matt Eberflus, he could get a call. Bobby Slowick could get a call because
Bobby Slowick's going to be gone.
You know, he'll have a new quarterback to work with, presumably. I don't know. They could trade that and stick with Justin Fields, and Bobby Slowick might try to work with Justin Fields, but I think they would start fresh with a brand-new quarterback is my guess. But the Shanahan tree has been a great tree, man.
You kept saying LaFleur for some reason?
Oh, not Stefanski.
Yeah, I kept saying LaFleur.
But Stefanski comes off the tree also.
Yeah, right.
It's the same. Yeah, I kept saying LaFleur. It's Stefanski and that tree.
Yeah.
So the Stefanski tree, thank you. Stefanski is off the same tree. Well, I get the goatees mixed up now. But Stefanski is he was known as a great play caller. And then all of a sudden with Deshaun, the play calling's bad. These are bad plays that are being called. He's calling bad plays. The same plays are called for Joe Flacco, and they're getting 370 a game.
Yeah, right.
Come on. Yep. Dude, at some point you figure out it's the quarterback more than the play calling is situational.
Yeah, every team should have a Joe Flacco. I mean, if you have a Joe Flacco, you're going to dominate.
Yes, situationally, there's bad play calls. But in terms of game planning, a lot of these guys have good game plans. It's just a matter of reading defenses and executing. But I do think that Joe Flacco, if you get pressure on him, And their rookie right tackle, Juwan Jones, the big mountain at 370 pounds, whatever, that dude has been good this year. He's played really good as a rookie right tackle. I thought he'd be too heavy. His movement, I didn't think his movement was good enough. But no one beats him inside anymore. He just is real patient, and he's got these 36-inch arms. And if you try to rush around him, he just goes bang and pushes you away. He gave the blues to one of the premier rushers in the league in Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa was at the end of those hands early in the season, bang, bang. Bosa couldn't get much of a rush going. And that's going to be on Hughes' side. So how about – we haven't mentioned this. Oh, you know what? Let's take a break night right now because Jeff Schwartz, I think, is going to join us.
On the other side?
Talk college.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. 916 ESPN.
Let's make this a short one, Dale.
97.5 and 92.5. I got to talk right now about dip. Okay. Listen. Dip for your potato chips, good. Dip in your between your cheek and gum, bad. Tobacco dip, bad. Horrible for you, okay? French onion dip, very good and wonderful for you. A tobacco dip that you put between your cheek and gum and then start spitting all over the place, that's terrible. Can you please not do that anymore? Here's the deal. I got a way for you to wean yourself from that. Not only that, but enjoy the wonderful flavor. Do you like wintergreen? Do you like dark fired? Do you like citrus? Whatever. Do you like the taste of tobacco? That's fine. If that's what you're used to, they have that taste as well. At 975dip.com. Artisan Grange, Canstead, and Dew Blend. Carried by CBD American Shaman because there's CBD oil in it. Not only will you not sweat, not only will you not spit, you're going to want to swallow the CBD oil because it's good for you. Everything about this is so much better than your dip. Stop dipping. Stop putting it between your teeth and gum and endanger your life, literally endangering your life. Go to 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. We got weights and fish.
We got weights and fish.
There we go.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got him? Is Jeff on? No?
He had a worker show up to his house. I said, give him 2 minutes.
Okay. Oh, okay. Jeff Schwartz, who works for Sirius and Fox Sports.
NFL offensive lineman.
Author, committee. NFL, college football analyst, media personality, and motivational speaker.
He does a lot of bets, betting stuff. He's got Jeff Schwartz, a Smarter Than You podcast. By the way, Juwan Jones out for the year. I didn't realize. He was out for the year in December, around December 11th. So, yeah, that's a problem. Jeff Schwartz is. He's part of the Joe Moore Selection Award Committee. But he does a lot of college football. He does a lot of gambling stuff, giving out picks. And he's just a college football analyst on Sirius and also on Fox Sports. So we will have him here in a second. He just told me, sorry, this stupid carpet cleaner showed up early.
Oh, stupid carpet cleaner, jerk. Mm-hmm. A-hole. Anyway, I want to get his thoughts on tonight's game. I got one side, you got another.
Yeah.
I like Michigan tonight.
Yeah, I like Washington plus the points, and I think they got a good chance of winning this. But it's all dependent. The whole game depends on Michigan wins. If they get to Michael Penix better than most teams, no, they probably win. If Michael Penix is protected and you don't get home more than once, it's just too many weapons, and he's just on too much of a heater right now to beat him.
Yeah. He's done it all season long, so I don't know why he
would. Does he have some Burrow vibes going right now?
That he'll...
On one of those runs, Rome Odunze is having like a Jamar. Now, he doesn't have a Jamar Chase and a Justin Jefferson, but he feels like he's on one of those runs where everything he touches turns to gold.
Mm-hmm.
In Washington, where like just everything LSU has more talent on the field, but man, Penix feels like he's having one of those Burrow years where not as prolific, but he's just everything's on. He's making great reads. Everything's right on. you know, on the spot. It's just, it feels like they may be a team of destiny, even though I don't think they're as good as, I felt like Michigan was the best team in college football, really, for quite
some
time.
I don't know why you're getting off Michigan now. You've been on them all year.
For quite some time. I just watched them in person. I like Texas to beat Washington. And just watching Washington in person, watching the Michigan game against, I do think Michigan is the best team in college football, and I've thought that all year long. But there's just, I just know sometimes when you have a team of destiny and a hot quarterback, it can be tough, and I don't like some of the stuff. Let's get Jeff Schwartz in here. I don't like some of the stuff that I saw from the mistakes made by Michigan. And I think Michigan hasn't played real clean football over the back half of the season. So that's something we'll talk about.
No, and they don't have the dynamic quarterback play.
Now, let's talk about that right now with 8-year offensive line veteran. He's now on SiriusXM Radio, on Fox Sports, and also Jeff Schwartz is Smarter Than You. My friend Jeff Schwartz. And Jeff, John and I are talking right now about, you know, I just feel like all year long I've been saying on this show that Michigan's the best team in college football. I just felt like they had everything that you wanted and they were the best team. And yet here it is, National Championship Day. And I feel like Michael Penix is on such a heater right now that they just kind of feel like a team of destiny for me. How do you break down this game?
Well, I mean, I think I've said they're a team of destiny now for months. I mean, look, you know, they beat Oregon, and the first time that was by 3. You know, that happens, right? Close game, and, you know, Oregon hasn't really found a way to beat them. Like, that totally feels like something that happened. And since then, they've beaten every team by 10 points or less, Lance. I mean, they have not beaten a team by more than 10 points since September 30th, which is kind of remarkable, right? I mean, you look at, you know, Michigan, and, you know, say what you want about, you know, the games they played close, but they also just blew out every bad team. And, you know, and you really can't say that, like, Washington hasn't been able to blow out teams. I mean, there's teams in the conference that blew out other teams. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they just have played everyone close. Even Monday night, you look at that game, and I think we all agree that they outplayed Texas. They were better in the trenches for the most part, outside of a little bit of an interior run defense. They were better, you know, obviously quarterback. They were better on turnovers, better on third down. Texas was there for the taking, right? So I just think that's why it feels team of destiny to me. However, a lot of times when you run up a team like Michigan and you're sort of the team of destiny, that sort of ends, right? So I'm curious to see if that happens tonight.
4.5 just seems like it's a lot, Jeff. I mean, I've got Michigan tonight, but man, how are they 4.5-point favorites and it's staying there?
I mean, I actually think this line would be, if there's a regular season game, it would be bigger. I think people have adjusted it because they're getting so much Washington money. They're begging people to take Michigan right now. You know, you look at different analytics companies, different people to put out their ratings. Washington's 12, 11, 12. Michigan's 1 or 2. I mean, like, that's how the lines are set. And so, again, Washington's defense would be the worst defense to win a championship since at least 2007, I believe. It's actually not fairly close. They would be the worst. I mean, they keep playing close games. They lead teams in the game. Their defense can't get stops, you know, throughout games now. They do get stops at the end of games. That's an important factor to consider here. They seemingly find a way to get stops, but I think that's why. I don't know. I'm not betting against Washington, I'll tell you that.
And you're an Oregon guy. You don't like Washington. But the truth is the truth.
I bet on them to beat Texas. I mean, I can be objective, I feel like.
Well, you can make money on your – it's not going to stop you from making money.
I picked them to beat Oregon State a couple weeks when they were underdog Oregon State. I mean, I thought they'd go undefeated after they beat Oregon. So this is – I'm explaining, I think, why the number is what it is. It's that – they keep playing close games, and their defense is statistically not really good. But that's why they keep – I mean, that's why I think Team of Destiny is a good way to look at them.
Jeff Schwartz with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Under, over on Blake Corum's yards tonight.
What's the number?
So, it's interesting. He's only been over 100 twice this season. They haven't used him as much until the back half of the season. Edwards, I believe his number is 27.5 right now. That feels like a much better wager, right? I mean, they use two backs. They're going to, I think, run the ball as many times as they would like. I think Edwards, to me, feels like, you know, kind of a dual threat guy, right? Like, they're going to end up with both those guys over, you know, 50 yards, over 75 yards. I guess ideally Michigan would like Corum to have over 20. I think if he gets over 20, you feel pretty good about winning the game.
Jeff Schwartz joins us right now. We're talking about Michigan, and this is really going to be about, can you get Penix or not? This is what this game is about. Can you get Penix, and can you do enough to force Michigan to throw the football? Because if Michigan's allowed to run, and they're more hard-headed than Texas is, they'll keep running the football. And if when I say hard-headed, I mean it in a good way. They will keep running the football, and then if you get after Penix, and Texas had pressure on the interior. Byron Murphy got a lot of pressure. The problem was Penix just slid around the pressure and ended up making plays. If Penix extends plays, I don't care who the coverage is, you're going to have trouble. So I think those are pretty easy keys right there, Jeff. That's pretty simple how you evaluate that one.
Yeah, look, I despise Washington, but I can be quite honest. If Michael Penix plays that well against Michigan as he did Monday night, they're going to win the game. I mean, look, the thing that sort of is a negative on him, and I know you've watched a lot of his film to evaluate him for the NFL, is at times this year the pressure would throw him off his game. He'd be off his back foot. He would he makes some bad decisions, and that's it. Like that, it was just pressure. Like that was, those are the times it happened. And you know, maybe it was health related down the stretch. There was rumors about a rib injury and just a flu one game and whatnot. So it's possible that he just was really healthy against Texas, but they got to him. He just he just made more plays, and that's what happens sometimes in these games. If he plays that well again, Michigan's not winning this game. Washington will have a championship.
You say that, but all watching him, well, the 12 years that he's been in college football, Michael Penix has been, that's what he does. He falls backwards. His form, it looks like it's terrible. And yet, I don't know that I've seen a guy, now this year especially, as pinpoint accurate as he is. What kind of, and he's got the injuries as well, Jeff. What kind of pro prospect do you think he is?
Good question. Wherever he goes in the NFL, he's going to have a worse O-line wide receiver play caller situation because of Washington, right? I mean, that's just the truth of it. I mean, he's the best offensive line in the country. He's the best wide receiver group in the country, and he has an elite play caller. You know, if you go to, New England with the third pick possibly, I mean, I don't know if he goes that high. I mean, you go new coach, no weapons, no offensive line, right? So I'm just curious. I'm curious about all those things. He can make all the throws, obviously. Even Washington fans will tell you, the weather, when it's a little colder, not obviously tonight won't be a problem, but a little colder, just so he's not as good as he can be. So, I mean, again, you go to cold weather city, how will he be? I think that you can't pass up on tonight. Tonight's a good test, though, right? Because if tonight against Michigan's defense with their sim pressures and sort of their pro style defense, if he plays well again, I think you feel even much better about taking him in the draft.
Jeff, I know you got to go in about 15 seconds. Are you shocked at what C.J. Stroud has done this year?
Yes and no. I mean, you take the Georgia game and you're like, okay, well, then he was the Georgia guy. He's right. He played like he did at Georgia. If you take the rest of the time at Ohio State, then you might have thought that he has a Georgia. The Georgia game. Like, that's what he is, a pro, and that's the hard part about evaluation, right? Are you taking one game or are you taking the other 20 games he played? So I'm not surprised because he had showed that on film.
Yeah. Who do you like? Cleveland came in here and just slapped him around last time. You like the Texans or no?
I have not gone to much NFL yet because I'm worried about tonight's game. But I would probably lean. I think the points. I'll put it like that. It's two right now. Right? I would take Houston.
Yeah, around there. Yeah.
I think Cleveland, that's what I would take if I'm gambling on the game.
Jeff Schwartz with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Jeff, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it. Have fun at the game tonight.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, there's Jeff Schwartz right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, we got one segment to go. We're going to hear CJ talk about Nico. I mean, that's an Ohio State guy and a Michigan guy, okay? Ohio State and Michigan guy, and can they coexist? The answer is yes. All-State signing and windows, can it exist? Yes.
Yes, and it does exist. They do exist, and they exist because they're good. They're good at what they do, which is installing brand new windows made right here in the state of Texas, and they're made for Texas weather. We may get hail today, no problems. We got the windows taken care of. Well, I hope you do. The double pane, double strength windows from my friends over at Allstate Windows. Did you know that Allstate Windows also has you taken care of with lowering your energy bills? Because these windows are retrofit into your very specific measurements of your home. They are the glass is never broken when they take your old windows out. They have these windows that are going to seal up your spaces and those frames better. And so the energy bills are going to go down because you keep more of your heat inside, you keep more of your air conditioner inside. It can lower energy bills by as much as 40%. That is not nothing. That's a big deal here in the city of Houston. Get your windows from a company with four generations of family members who have run this company. So their company is everything to them. And you'll get the customer service and the fair pricing and the quality that you deserve. AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. That's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, home of Odin Finch.
Odin Finch.
I'm Odin Finch.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your daily distraction from the horrific reality of your very existence. Man, I didn't know it was that bad. But hey, it's John and Lance.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This is it, baby. Here we go. We got playoff football this week. We got the Browns back. Hey, look, it's best that they won the division. It's best that they got, you know, a home game. Are you crazy about the Browns matchup? I would have.
It's my favorite matchup.
It is?
Yeah.
Of all of them?
Yeah, it was always going to be. I understand the Kansas City's not the same team. You know, you can be. I'm probably just afraid of the helmet or whatever. I do respect that home field advantage, Joe. It's super loud. You've probably been there with the Texans before. Not when they were this good. But it's people across football say that it's the best home field. Like, it's the loudest when it's rocking.
Dale, you see your number on the Dolphins going there? Guess what it is.
I'm going to say Kansas City 1.
6?
4.5.
Yeah, makes sense.
KC?
KC 4.5.
Dolphins will beat them. Tyreek is about to go buck nutty. This is going to be, they're way too fast.
How did the Bills shut them down in the second half?
They're way too fast. I don't know. But
I think schematically, they went to more single high.
Where is Tyreek health-wise?
He's going to miss a play here, a series here, because of that ankle. Even on the second to last play of the game where he goes up, he gets hit. And he missed the final play. It's the reason Chase Claypool is even in the game. Well, partly Jaylen Waddle's not playing either. Chase Claypool is playing and runs that route. He runs a corner instead of, when he sees a safety, cutting it, making a hard cut to the outside to make it more of an out because Tyreek is hurt. He couldn't play. So your number two and number one are not in there, so you have a guy who barely plays in there, and you get that result. The ankle will bother him the rest of the year until the season's over, which likely is in Kansas City in that 12-degree weather on the Peacock game, but he'll play. And they hope to have Jaylen Waddle back as well.
So the Eagles.
Who did you want to see?
The Eagles are the biggest. I wanted to see Kansas City. I wanted to go to Kansas City.
As much as we talk, I mean, last time we saw Kansas City try, I mean, at least the last time we paid attention, they're getting beat by the Raiders.
No, they haven't been good. I mean, you are who you are on tape. I'd rather play at home against Joe Flacco than on the road against Pat Mahomes. That sounds like a. This sounds like the rantings of a lunatic. You want to go on the road against Mahomes and Andy Reid, yes, as opposed to at home against Joe Flacco and Stefanski.
Truth be told, I think that they're playing worse than the Browns are right now.
They are. And as much as
to the Chiefs,
yeah. That's not lunacy.
I mean, as much as dropping the 2 seed and not having potentially 2 home games, the thought of trying to beat Josh Allen twice in a row, it wasn't a great thought to say, okay, we beat him last night. He's got to come back down here. We got to find a way to beat him again.
But could he have been any dumber in the first half?
That's who he is.
Gosh. The two interceptions in the end zone. What are you doing? He just flung that last
one. Well, at least the second was on fourth down. At least that's on fourth down. I mean, you can kind of excuse it if there's no one open. Just get it up there and see what happens. The first one was terrible.
Terrible.
You know, it's a weird year because – I mean, forget the fact that Mason Rudolph, who was a third stringer, wasn't even mentioned hardly. And Joe Flacco, who came off the couch of his home, are now in the playoffs. That's crazy
enough. That said, those are the only two quarterback situations in the playoffs. This was the year of the backup quarterback. Everybody else well, that's in the playoffs.
It was
as
the year
their starter.
Of incredible AFC quarterbacks. It was supposed to be the year of incredible quarterbacks yes. across
well,
the board.
Aaron Rodgers getting hurt first play. But
these, not just that Joe Burrow out for the year.
Out
they're
of
not in
14
the playoffs.
Teams in the playoffs, only two backups are in it when this was the year of the backup.
Well, yeah, because guys were getting healthy.
Yeah.
You're thankful you don't have your backups in because backups aren't as good as starters.
And so the Cowboys are 7.5-point favorites against the Packers. You know who's playing great football? Jordan Love.
Yeah.
He's playing great.
He's playing pretty well. Are they going to be able to defend against Michael Parsons?
No. Are they going to be able to defend CeeDee Lamb? CeeDee Lamb is the best receiver in football this year.
I think it's a bad matchup for the Packers.
Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb is the best receiver in football this year.
The Cowboys.
It's not even arguable.
The Cowboys finally, I mean, maybe arguable to some, but the Cowboys have finally decided to move him around and not make him so stationary, so he's a threat in the slot and on the outside, too. You think about all the matchups that we have. I mean, it's been talked about. You got McCarthy against the Packers. You've got Tyreek going back to Kansas City. You've got Stafford going back to Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the only homecoming type game?
Did you guys see Jalen Hurts' middle finger?
I did.
Oh, my gosh. He hit on a throw. He hit the defender. And his middle finger looked like it had to be broken.
I just don't know if they can even get out of the first round.
And they're 2.5-point favorites.
Yeah. I mean, and that's Tampa. So it's not like Tampa's any great things, but shakes. But Baker Mayfield is substantially outplaying Jalen Hurts right now.
Well, that whole team is...
It's weird.
Lack of confidence. I mean, we'll see. I mean, no structural damage, allegedly, for no ACL, like tear for A.J. Brown, but we'll see if he's able to go. They held Devontae Smith out of that game because of injury. It's a team lacking confidence.
Guess who I saw Friday? I talked to your guy,
I don't
Douglas.
Have a guy.
Harry Douglas.
He's not my guy.
He came in and
no,
we
you
were...
You love Harry Douglas.
I don't. I don't
love, every day you're
we watch
in here
Michael
going,
Penix.
Hey,
we watch
Harry,
a little bit
I
of Michael Penix tape
I don't
together.
Love Harry Douglas.
We watched a little Michael Penix tape together. It was great. And Rome Odunze. Actually, we watched him. I wish you were there with us.
Why would I want to be there?
He's a really good guy.
I don't like
nice
you. Or, I don't like you or him. Why would
good
I want to be
dude,
there?
Nice guy. I'm gonna see if I can set
I
him
can
up
see with... where you'd say I don't want to be around you, but you love Harry Douglas. I don't get it.
If I'm ranking people, I dislike. I know Lance more, so I dislike him more.
Right.
That's but not if, fair. But, that's not a fair statement.
Sure it is.
After the things you said about Harry,
statement.
How much
fair.
Do you hate me after the things you said about Harry?
I mean, if Harry Douglas was on my phone, I wouldn't call him trash ass Harry. Like I call
yeah,
you trash ass Lance.
That? I'm gonna change that.
How you gonna change
that?
Why would I give you that?
Is it a face code or is it a number code?
I have a number and a face ID. I don't like what Harry Douglas does on television, so I'm not sure I dislike him as a person.
You wouldn't dislike him as a person.
I dislike Lance as a person.
Right.
No, you don't.
No, yeah, no, that's true.
This is your bit. You love
it's
him.
Not a bit.
No, it's kind of
how
true.
How come we hung out last week?
We did hang out last week.
Did you?
So
yeah,
you.
Where'd you guys
you
go?
Where did we
oh,
go?
You didn't get the call? Me and Dale went and had lunch one day.
Where? Where do we eat?
We went to Feejus Barbecue.
Where?
That's fun.
Feejus Barbecue.
What time?
11:47, I think, if I remember correctly.
Huh. I'm pretty sure I was out of this place by like 10:35 every day last week. Hmm. So, no, it didn't happen.
Yeah, you were stop, out, and then we went there.
Stop lying to the people.
Remember, we stood in line for 27 minutes. Oh, we got there at 11:20.
I don't care about barbecue that much. I'm standing in anyone's line.
You don't care about barbecue
you don't care.
To
man,
stand in line?
You're a bad person.
No.
Hey, if you're listening to this show, a couple barbecue places. Feejus Barbecue, if you're listening to the show and you're
Damaris?
And you're from, yeah, boy, if you're from out of town.
Right.
If you just say, hey, let's listen to the local yahoos do this.
Gotcha.
You got Damaris, you got Feejus, you got Truth, you got Ragel's Barbecue, you got my boys over at Blood Brothers. A lot of great barbecue places to choose from. And I'm forgetting other spots, but there's a ton of really good ones in Vietnamese. I sent somebody from Michigan yesterday. Spencer Hall said, hey, I need a Vietnamese place. Send them to Moon Rabbit, although I should have just sent them to Roostar. But I wanted to get, like, I still to this day, Roostar.
I love Roostar. That's great. All right, we got to break it here. We got News of the Weird coming your way next right here. And then Paul Gallant takes over and breaks down the game for you here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I got to talk about a new sponsor. It's Houston Safe and Lock. It's also King Safe and Lock. So you go to 975safe.com and you see which store is closer to you. They got two stores, but they have 5,000 square foot showroom. They've got gun, home, an office jewelry and depository safes, right? All models in stock, ready to ship. I would say that they probably have half of the safes in this city are probably from Houston Safe and Lock and King Safe and Lock, because that's how big and bad. They're, you know, they've got a warehouse. The other guys, and here's the deal. They've got a warehouse full of safes, and so you get one, and so they get the safes at a better price. The other safe companies, they have to go get that one from the manufacturer, and then they deliver it to you. That's not how they do it, is Houston Safe and Locks. Plus, they got locksmiths, certified professional locksmiths, same-day appointments, full-service, residential, or commercial. They'll move your safe. If for any reason you have to move your safe, so moving companies won't move your safe. You need a safe company that's going to do it. Houston Safe and Lock and King Safe and Lock are the biggest. They're the best. There's a reason that they are the biggest and the best. It's price. It's service. It's just there. And the selection. It's unmatched. It is unmatched. So if you're looking for that safe for your home, and listen, keep your guns away from your kids. Keep them locked up. Keep your jewelry safe. Keep it locked up. Houston Safe and Lock. If you need a safe, they've got it for you. Houston Safe and Lock. Go to 975safe.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. You need to learn.
Let the boy watch. He needs to learn the way I learned from my father.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
Weird. Have you ever been bitten by a tick?
I don't think so.
Del? Tick? You don't want to be.
I don't want... That's Lyme disease, right?
Yeah.
You get that?
Apparently, a Czech Republican priest got bit by a tick. Mm-hmm. It drove him so crazy that he cut off his private part because it was so maddening, the tick bite.
Do not want
to. This is something that you never, ever, ever want to have happen to you.
I'm just going to be honest. I don't want a tick bite.
No, not if it's going to make you cut your thing off. No, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No. I just think I'd never want a tick bite ever again.
No,
I never not thought anymore. That was the worst thing that could happen to me.
I mean,
but now I do.
At one point, I thought tick bite would be pretty sweet,
not this
but
bad.
Not now.
No,
not
you see, Shia LaBeouf. He was apparently baptized and has become a Catholic.
Okay.
Shia LaBeouf wants to become a deacon now. Do you want to be?
Nope.
Do you think that
I've
you
seen
want?
Honey Boy. Nope.
You don't want Shia LaBeouf to be your deacon in your parish?
I mean, it's not Scientology.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
It's not Scientology. Yeah, it's probably. No, you have a good time, probably.
Yeah.
I would think. Although he's had some. Yeah.
He's got some stories.
Yeah, he's got stories.
Yeah, I mean, and lessons. I want Shia LaBeouf as my deacon. That's what I want now. Police.
Okay.
Apparently, a judge has ruled that police must return phones after 175 million passcode guesses. Police get to guess 175 million times, but if they can't open your phone, they got to give it back.
175 million?
175 million. Yeah.
Million phone guesses.
How about that?
That's a ton.
That seems like a lot. Here's another iPhone story. An iPhone survived a 16,000-foot drop after Alaska Airlines midair door blew out. The phone fell 16,000 feet and survived.
Okay, it must have hit like, come on, dude. It had to have hit.
Here it is.
What did it hit? Did it hit a tree or something?
I don't know. It just, actually, it's not even, the face isn't even broken. They're not even cracked. There's his baggage receipt on his phone.
It's a trick.
It's unbelievable. Boeing wants the FAA to exempt Max 7 from safety rules so that it can get its new 737 airplane in the air. Do you want?
No, I want all the safety. We're not going to exempt safety rules.
I know.
This is non-negotiable. Safety is non-negotiable.
I know, right?
My wife flips out. She didn't like flying anyway. And when the plane, All right, folks, we just got something we're going to get looked at up here. Just coming up, just going to come out of here and need to take a look at something, but we should be on the way. It's about 20 or 30 minutes. What do you think's happening? What is happening? It's like, oh, no. For me, I'm just like, probably, you know, if it goes down, failure. It goes down. I'm like this. If it goes down, it goes down.
What are you going to do?
It's been a good run.
No. I'm a big wuss on an airplane, too, so I'm not going to say
anything. Oh, you are?
Yeah, I am. I white knuckle it all the time.
Oh, you're a white knuckler?
Oh, I am. The Mexican cartel is in a new business. You know what business the Mexican cartel is in now?
Not drugs still?
Wi-Fi. Apparently, Mexican cartel provided Wi-Fi to locals with the threat of death if they don't take it. They're charging $20 to $30 a month to about 5,000 people they're diversifying.
But that's, you're forcing people to give you money that way.
That's right.
$20 to $30 a month, that's pretty expensive in Mexico.
$20 to $30 a month for Wi-Fi, that's pretty expensive anywhere.
We don't need Wi-Fi.
Guess what?
Yeah, no, you need what? Yeah, you need.
No, no, Wi-Fi. No, you need Wi-Fi.
Unfortunately, you need.
Or
Wi-Fi.
You? Or, no, yeah, no, yeah. You think you don't need Wi-Fi?
No, you need
Wi-Fi.
You need it.
Yeah. Here's a good story for us. A radio reporter that was fired over a comedy act has been reinstated because the arbitrator found his jokes to be funny. A reporter who was fired from his stand-up comedy. Being reinstated, Jad Sleeman, he's back on WHYY after he posted his social media bit. It says it was inflammatory, but the judge said, nah, he's pretty funny. Gave him his job back.
Did he really?
Yes. How about that? When your news organization says you're a racist, bigot, whatever, people believe them. So it was a lot of abuse from a lot of people who have never met me, who've never seen my stand-up, just saw what WHYY said about me, which is not great. And he got his job back. I love that. So, if I ever get fired, I'm suing. Gal, take it.
Why, you're not funny.
Yeah. No. My stuff is funny.
No, okay? It was funny what I said.
It was funny what I said. Apparently, in Canada, the Parks and Rec Department is warning people to try not to let the moose lick your car.
Why?
Moose lick cars and salted roads in the winter to fulfill their high salt intake. So they don't want them. Apparently, there's a large influx of moose now getting onto highways in Canada because they know that they can go lick the cars.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So they're asking them to not look. And then, and so now they're getting hit by more cars. Because they're on the highways now.
You could lose your life if you hit into a moose.
Yeah.
The moose is enormous.
No, yeah, right. Absolutely.
Have you seen, these are the two most shocking things. The jacked up kangaroo, which I would never live in Australia because I would never want to live somewhere with kangaroos. Kangaroos are terrifying.
Yes.
They grab your dogs and try to kick your junk off. Kangaroos, they should hunt down and kill all kangaroos in Australia.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's what I would do.
What?
Yeah.
They should. Have you seen how dangerous they are when they try to drown dogs?
Yeah.
And people have to fight them?
So they should kill all of them.
Yeah, they should kill
them. Well, the kangaroos would kill you if they could. Have you seen two kangaroos fight? I've gone into a kangaroo rabbit hole before, and it's crazy.
But
the only thing crazier than that, Dale, I'm on the right side of history here. Killing kangaroos
is
the
right side of
history.
Just to be clear, your answer to it is to wipe out an entire species?
Yeah, I mean,
you make it sound.
What do you mean? I make it sound. That's what you said.
Not okay.
But
not,
wait, what do we need a kangaroo for? Tell me.
You don't live in Australia.
Kangaroo
what do you care?
Kangaroo meat is supposed to be good.
Kangaroo meat. You couldn't eat them.
Here's my thing. Okay, do I want to wipe out the entire species? No, just out of the places where people are.
All right, I got to talk about TPC Industrial. There are local leaders in the PVF supply industry. My boys, Houston and Archie. Experts in the industry. If you're in the oil, gas, or industrial business and need product or supplies, these are the guys who can deliver it for you. They provide a wide array of products and materials as well as services in the PVF, hose, and fitting industry. Products include pipes, valves, fittings, flanges, forged steel, couplings, hoses, and a whole bunch more. I mean, they got, like, I think he said he got, like, 17,000 different products. Any part you need, stocked or not, they can get it. They're going to get it for you. Rapid delivery. They're right here in Mount Bellevue. Internet, interstate access. They deliver across the country. Always available anytime, day or night. You want to go to TPCINDL.com. TPCINDL.com. Go see my boys at TPC Industrial.
ESPN 97.5.com. Get in the race.
Don't you forget, driver and car have to be equally good to win, so do your best job.
I'll do the best job of driving I can.
Bye, bitch.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. We'll be right back.